RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
Wow, what a game last night. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we do every Monday, we go around the league a little bit on what happened across the NFL. And Hugh, last night, Sunday Night Football, it really set up the final week of the season with the 49ers 42-38 victory over the Bears. That means a couple things. One, the Eagles are still alive for the number two seed, right? If the Bears lose again this week and the Eagles win, we can get the two. But the other thing it sets up is the West and how it's going to be won. So we now know it is the Niners and Seahawks next Saturday night to win the West and get the number one seed. And it also means the Rams, regardless of what happens tonight or their next game, cannot win the NFC West. So the Rams are a wild card. Hugh, that game last night, it's like you watch the Eagles-Bills game, right? And it's one kind of game. Mm-hmm. And then you watch the 49ers and the Bears.
And you're a little envious.
So that game last night, and I appreciate good defense, and the Eagles' defense is awesome to watch, but that game last night from a different kind of game, 42-38, and the yardage totals, 496 for the San Francisco 49ers, 440 for the Chicago Bears. Those two offenses are humming.
You know what it is, and it's okay to say that. You're seeing Caleb Williams come into his own.
Sure.
You're seeing, and you know it's funny because Jason Avant was the guy that kind of put him on the radar. For me, when he talked about him the week that we played him and talked about how the offense was basically just threw him in it and he's learning as he goes. And you could see week to week how he's getting more comfortable in the offense and how he's improving and why they took him, the Chicago Bears took him in the first place. You're starting to see that. Not taking shots at anybody, but that's not really. No, I'm not. It's not meant to. I know people are going to hear it however they hear it. But it's one of those things when you watch other games and you see other quarterback play, it's like you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They're throwing it all over the schoolyard.
What do we think of the 49ers at this point? Because the 49ers, if the Seahawks win on let's play it out. Let's say the Seahawks win on Saturday night, and the Eagles do not get to the two seed, right? They just maybe the Bears win or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the Niners here in a couple weeks. I think a lot of us had written them off when they had an enormous amount of injuries earlier this season. Hugh, I can't just ignore the 49ers. I mean, Shanahan is doing maybe the best coaching job he's ever done. And
they had got decimated with injuries early on.
They didn't have Kittle last night. They put up 42 without Kittle. Purdy, I know Purdy's always like a...
He's on a heater.
We always debate how good he is. He's playing well with Shanahan. I mean, I know that. And he's healthier right now. What do we think if that's the matchup here in a couple weeks?
I feel good.
PTSD.
What?
You have
PTSD.
Why?
Because they came in and beat the brakes off
us. Also what?
It was a different Niners team.
Okay,
different
but
Eagles
it's still the same, similar game plan.
Debo, Bosa.
Similar game plan, though. I like Vic Fangio against...
Shanahan?
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's like an all-time kind of matchup.
And that's like... that's why I don't worry about the 2023 thing at all.
Yeah, but Robert Saleh... is a defense coordinator, right?
Yeah, but their defense kind of stinks.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, it does.
Well, like, they've lost all their players.
The Bears just dropped 38 on them.
I mean, that right there is the thing for me. Like, how many? 42?
42.
Hmm. It's a lot of points.
They also had a pick six to start the game, so one of their possessions they lost right away. So they I don't know what they, I don't know how many possessions they had versus what they scored on, but they basically scored every time they got the ball.
I feel like I still feel bullish about the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl, but there's no go. I don't feel like San Fran's a cakewalk.
No, I don't.
I definitely don't feel that.
I don't think there, other than this current version of the Packers, who we probably won't get to see unless we jump to the two. I don't think there is a cakewalk in the NFC. They're all good.
Yeah, the Niners are probably having the most like underrated season in. Maybe the whole league.
It's been super tight in that division, man.
It is wild that the Rams could finish third in the NFC West. I mean, it's if the Niners win, that's exactly what's going to happen.
And the Seahawks are the class of that division.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
All right, a couple other things that involve what's going to happen in Week 18 in the playoffs. So we're getting a Bucks and Panthers NFC South Championship game on Saturday. Buckle up, everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, those teams aren't any good. I think the Panthers are going to win. The Bucks have just fallen apart.
Yeah, the Bucks were supposed to be that squad at the beginning of the year.
They stink.
Oh, Baker Mayfield was in the running for the MVP early on, wasn't he?
It's kind of similar to the Eagles a few years ago. Remember, Jalen was in the MVP running early in the season, and then the season just went bad for them, and it went bad for Tampa. I think they're cooked. But the Sunday night game, we get the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Hugh, for the AFC North.
Another great one.
Actually kind of into that one.
I mean, me too.
Yeah.
AFC North for the division is fun. But, like, aren't both those matchups kind of like who's the least pathetic?
I mean,
neither team in either division wants to win the division.
Well, no one's getting to 10 wins, right?
Especially when you lose to Cleveland yesterday.
And the Bucs losing to Quinn Ewers and the Dolphins? what are we doing?
They weren't even really in the game. They were getting beat by 10 most of the game when I was watching it.
And by the way, like...
Any given Sunday, man.
Does Lamar even want to play?
That's going to be the biggest subplot for the final game of the season.
What did he say? He's sick?
No, he has a back contusion.
Got tidy back.
He probably is sick, though, knowing him.
He's always sick. A lot of Joel Embiid to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
MVPs, great players, but it's like, something's off, man.
I feel bad for my dog. Because every year.
You're bad for Lamar?
You know, I will.
No, not really. I'm being funny.
Yeah.
But it's just, man, around the playoffs time, he just dealing with a lot.
I will say, I don't think... Lamar's getting the quitter allegations. I don't think I would give that to Joel. He gets injured a lot, but I think when he...
So Lamar's a quitter?
Well.
I'm not saying it's not wrong. I'm just...
This isn't the first time that he's missed
He didn't play in a playoff game a few years ago.
And hold on. We're talking about a back bruise? What are we doing?
No, I mean...
I'm sorry.
To hear it verbalized is just kind of blowing my mind.
Do you think he's going to play? And AFC North on the line, back Bruce. He's got to play.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, at least Embiid played with the orbital bone fracture. Yeah.
They got stuff for that.
I know.
Living through chemistry.
The funny part is...
Oh, are you... you making a pitch?
Man, listen. Let me tell you.
I don't think it'd be a good idea for him to do that before the game.
Back in my day? No, I'm just saying. Back in my day, man, we used to be lined up around the hallway trying to get right. For real.
Well, that...
You got to do what you got to do.
There was an article that came out over the weekend about Lamar.
Was that he was soft?
Well, so apparently it was pretty scathing. The Ravens might be tired of it. They've had to alter practice times because he doesn't want to wake up in the morning.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Listen.
They don't. It read very Joel Embiidish. Not that Joel ever did that, but like he's not grown up, is what I felt.
It reminded me of the Hurts stuff earlier, but on like a way bigger scale. Yeah. Like they were a lot harder on Lamar.
Quarterbacks be holding teams hostage. That's crazy.
Well, it's all good when you win the MVP, right? And yeah. Like he has twice. When you don't, it's not going to go well. So we get three big games this weekend coming up, which will be basically championship games in those particular, for the one seed or whatever, or the AFC North or the NFC South. So we had that. We also had the Tank Bowl yesterday between the Giants and the Raiders. The
Raiders dominated that, by the way.
Because they got the pick.
Yeah.
They got the number one pick. Do you think anyone watched that football game? That was on again. That was the only other game on at 4:25 against.
Who picked that game to be on at that time?
I think they did it on purpose.
Well, that's just buried.
Okay, the buried.
They basically created a standalone window for Eagles Bills by putting Giants Raiders on.
Gotcha.
Like, who's watching that?
Nobody. I don't even know if Giants or Raiders fans are watching that.
Well, they probably
turned
to
Eagles Bills.
I would say it was more Raider fans because I was surprised that the Raider fans made the trip here when they came here. Mm. It was quite a few Raider fans.
So Raiders lose, which means they're probably going to get the number one overall pick. Mm.
knowing they was about to get dragged when they came to town. And they came to the game. That's loyalty, right?
You know, but there's the Crosby stuff.
Did you see all that, Hugh, the Max Crosby stuff?
No, what'd he do?
Well, I mean, the Raiders were in full tank mode, so they put Brock Bowers on IR.
Oh, yeah, everybody was chilling.
Well, and then they basically put Max Crosby on ice, and he apparently got annoyed and left the facility.
I have audio
of
him talking about the pick.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't give a about the pick. Like, to be honest, I don't play for that. That's not my job. My job is to be the best defensive end in the world. And that's what I focus on every day, and being a great leader, and being an influence, and being a, you know, being that guy on a consistent basis for my team. So, yeah, that's their job. That's, you know, the front office, the coaches, they do that. But that's got nothing to do with me. You know, I've learned that lesson in the past. I'm not trying to, you can't control everything. And that's not my job description. My job is to be the best in the world at what I do.
So to give some context, I believe the order was he said this, and then they told him, yeah, yes, you're not playing in the game. Like, yeah, he sounded crazy, way too up to play the Giants. They're like, oh, bleep, we can't let him go out there. He's going to get 4 sacks. We're going to win.
And then he posted the video of him playing basketball.
Yeah.
So healthy.
Are we officially on Max Crosby watch?
Yeah. I did just see a thing. The Eagles are, like, if he's not going back to Vegas next season, Eagles are the second best odds.
Oh,
Cowboys first.
Oh, they have enough picks to go get him. Ooh, I
now,
would not like that.
Here's the thing, though. If the NFL is serious about punishing the Raiders, take away that first overall pick.
Well, that's big punishment. I mean, that's franchise-altering punishment.
Set an example.
No, I mean, but
you're gonna rest players that aren't actually injured to tank.
It would be enormous foot down. I mean, it's the number one overall pick. It's like the most valuable thing in the offseason.
But is that not what they're tanking for?
Of course,
take it away.
I think it'd be kind of harsh. It's kind of harsh punishment.
I don't care.
All right.
You don't care.
Okay, can we just get Crosby here? That's what I like. All right. Let's do that. All right. 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phones, and we will get to everyone's phone calls here, we do have to do an abridged Week 18 version, even though Week 17 still has a game tonight.
I don't think Hugh knows about this decision he has to make.
Kiss
here.
The baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, so Kyle, why don't you explain what you uncovered? So typically, the three of us and one of the callers, you know, representing the callers here, will eliminate a new team each week with the goal of a perfect postseason. Well, seems like we've already eliminated everyone that could be eliminated, except Hugh Douglas.
So there are two playoff spots remaining in the entire NFL.
The South and North.
Yes, and that's going to be the Steelers, Ravens, or the Panthers, Buccaneers. Now, the interesting thing is, all of us, Joe, me, the callers, have eliminated either the Steelers, Ravens, or the Bucs or Panthers. You have not eliminated any of those four teams from your playoff picture. So you have one chance today to just pick one of the teams and eliminate them from the playoffs.
You have to pick a winner of one of those two games.
Yeah, one of them is stuck, though.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a hard one.
And we did not prepare you for this.
No, I mean, because you kind of did with the conversation that we just had, because you say Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Lamar Jackson got tidy back. Yeah. I'm leaning, man, this is tough, because I'm leaning towards Baltimore.
Well, take your time, I mean.
It's all about me. It's me.
Yep.
If you are interested, I can give you the spreads on the games. So the Panthers are a 3-point underdog. They have the Buccaneers as a favorite over at FanDuel. And this surprised me a little bit, but it does maybe speak to maybe Lamar is going to give it a go. The Ravens are 3.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh. That feels a little heavy to me.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's between Tampa and Baltimore.
In terms of who's going to win, or you're eliminating?
Eliminating.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm thinking, I'm feeling Baltimore.
You're eliminating Baltimore.
Eliminating Baltimore.
Yeah. So you're going to give the Steelers the win in the finale.
Yeah, because they got beat by Cleveland, and that was pretty embarrassing.
It was
terrible
rough,
football.
Man.
That made the Eagles offense yesterday look good, what I watched in the Cleveland-Pittsburgh
game.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with Baltimore.
All right. Hugh Douglas eliminates Baltimore. The Ravens. Wow. The anti-Lamar bias from Hugh Douglas.
So next week when we come in.
It's funny when you said it, and I was like, wait a minute, you got Tidy back? And he ain't going to play?
Next week when we come in, we will have the official picture. Mm-hmm. Who's stuck? Who has the closest playoff picture? Now, if we do, if it comes to a tie, my tiebreaker proposal is the worst combined record of teams that are stuck.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that's the, you look the dumbest. Yeah. I like that. All right.
Biggest idiot.
Yep. Let's get back to the phone lines here, and let's talk to Dan in Downingtown. Hey, Dan.
Dan.
Dan going once, Dan going twice, and Dan three and out like the Eagles in the second half. AT in Overbrook Park. What's up, AT?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's going on?
You know, it's the funnest part of being an Eagles fan after a win, man, getting with the WIP, either getting rage baited with the crazy calls or hearing y'all say something crazy. But, you know, we here, man. We won the game. What I want to see the team do, man, is tighten up the short passing game instead of always running. Late in games or in the second half, we couldn't get the run going. The common denominator in all these three and outs is getting behind the sticks with a bad run play or you know, bad blocking. So, you know, I'd love to see them change that and just, you know, put it in Jalen hands sometime with three passing plays. Or where's the short dink and dunk game that we see San Fran run and some of these other teams, like even out of the Rams with the Pook and the Kua all over the short game. Like, where is that when we – where is that? Where is that five team, you know? Where is that? That's one of my points. You all respond to that.
Well, so, I agree. And I think your point on what gets them behind, you know, like, what makes things bad. Their three and outs are typically always the same, right? They don't get much on first or second down, and then it's third and eight or third and nine or whatever. And it's they either throw it short. They did it, like, three times yesterday. They throw it short of the stick, so they have to punt. Or, you know, Jalen gets pressured, he rolls out of pressure, he throws it away, and they have to punt. I mean, it is. First, it's really, we talk about third down, but the issue really is first and second down. That's where they're getting behind. That's where they're really losing it.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like they got to steal some plays from some other teams, some strategy, like the extension of the run, the screen game. I've been wanting this for so long. Like, they don't trust Jalen with the first, second, third down. Like, they keep the line is not playing well. You're only on pass block, and we pass block better than we run block. So I want to see the short passing game, the substitute always going for the running play with the stack box, and then it puts us to second and 12, second and 13. We live in second and 12, second and 13. And it's just I want to see them change that going into the playoffs. And that's why I still got hope we can make another run, because they can fix that. They can create some short passing game scenarios as a strategy, you know, instead of always trying to go for the run, man. I just want to really, really see them do that.
Well, they need to be better at it, and they need to get it, you know, sustain some better offense, AT. I mean, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think any offense can live in third and eight, third and nine. I mean, it's just hard to do that.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, obviously, their passing game is too choppy, Hugh, to expect to convert third and eight, third and eight, third and eight. That's just hard to do.
Yeah, you put yourself in a bad spot all the time, man. You can't do that. You can't do that.
No, I mean, I don't think...
That's why I want them to play. Mm. Try to figure it out. I understand you want them healthy, but I want them to play.
Yeah, but figure it out in week 18. I mean, didn't we just do this? We did it against – they played the Commanders and Raiders. They're figuring it out. And then they went and played a good team. It didn't matter.
Okay, but when I say figure it out, I just want them to play. I don't want them to be rusty because they might be rusty.
Rusty?
They're going to score 10 points instead of 13
because they're rusty? What other word would you describe it, Joe? I mean, like out of sync, out of whack.
Like I know.
I was about to curse.
Yeah, bleep is what. Yeah, that's the word.
All something right. Show.
Yeah, that's what it is on offense. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did yesterday change how you feel about the Eagles' Super Bowl chances? Yes or no? It's stayed pretty steady the whole show. About 68-69% have not changed their opinion on the Super Bowl chances based on yesterday. And that's where I'm at. I mean, I think the Eagles have a chance to go and win four playoff games to get to a Super Bowl, or win three and get to a Super Bowl, win a fourth and get another title. But yesterday didn't move me in a different direction. It's the same game. They've played that game yesterday nine times this year. It was the Packer game. It was the Lion game. It was the Cowboy game. It was the Broncos game. It was the Bills game. They're all the same game. Mm-hmm. And they've got on the winning side of those games six times. Three times, unfortunately, went the wrong way. And it just feels like we're going to go into the playoffs, Hugh, and hope they could reel off a winning streak with games like yesterday.
Yeah, 21 points. You better hope. Like, as long as the other team doesn't score more than 21 points, I feel like we will win. And that means that this defense has to play salty. They're going to have to play salty. Super salty.
So the question is it too much to ask of this defense to do that? Let's say it's three consecutive games against the 49ers, the Bears, and the Rams.
That's the task. That's the task.
Yeah, it is. But it's a lot to ask.
It is. It's almost like, look at it like this. Just say, we all go into a street fight, right? Mm-hmm. And it's me, you, and Kyle.
Oh, you mean, like, you're involving us? Like, this
yeah,
is for real?
That's three not of good. Us.
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to say.
You're going to lose.
Well, I'm going to say, do the best that you can, because I know I'm going to probably do all the heavy lifting.
You are. But at some point, if you get dropped, I'm not going to blame you.
No, I'm just saying. But it's just.
It's a lot to ask for you.
It is what it is. And if that's the task, that's the task. You know, you just got to go. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
It is, but it's I mean, as a former defender, these are the games that you love, though, to be honest, because you get all the glory. You get to, you know, date the prom queen or whatever, you know, and you get to go home with the girl. You get to get all the glory and stuff. So yeah,
you know, by the way, with all this, you know, what I loved yesterday. I loved the shots of Vic Fangio in the booth. They've become one of my favorite things.
When he's hyped,
then he gets upset, like with the Quinion pass interference. Yeah. I also would love a thought bubble over his head, like a cartoon. Like, it's like, what do you think he's thinking about the offense? Like, I know he would never say it. He's employed by the Eagles. He's on Sirianni's staff. But, like, deep down, Hugh, what do you think Fangio's thinking when the offense is going three and out, three and out, three and out, punting the ball back?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
No, he's probably like, hey, man, this is what they're going to do.
Oh, stop.
I'm telling you.
He's thinking, these guys
are
hitting me.
Can I tell you, my first year here, it was like that. I could tell you. Man, you just sit in a meeting. And it would say, hey, y'all already know what it is. Y'all gonna play a lot.
Yeah, but you had Bobby Hoying. This is the most expensive offense in the league.
Matter.
Oh, it matters. Still, it matters.
I mean, it matters in that sense because you're probably like, damn. You know,
See, now the truth comes out. Like,
no,
come on, score.
You're thinking it, but you don't. You think that amongst your peers.
No,
you
I want
think
the thought bubble.
Amongst your defenders.
Thought in your head.
Yeah.
But it's like, dog, we used to be in the games like that and be like, oh, whatever. We don't try to win, yeah. But we never gave up. So it was a beautiful thing. I think, you know, that's not normally what you want to be in, like, to be totally honest.
Of course not.
You don't want to be in that. But if that's the task, that's the task.
Yeah, and he's a pro, and he's one of the great coaches I've ever seen on defense.
And I'm pretty sure the way that they play, whatever he's saying, is motivating them. Because they make, like, for as good as they play, Joe, they make a lot of mistakes, but their speed and the tenacity covers up a lot of the mistakes.
It does, yeah. And they have some guys that just play as hard as...
Because I'm like, I'm looking, and those ends, for the most part, and I have a lot, and I'll be the first to, I got a lot of nerve talking about somebody.
You really do.
And I
shut down the Bills running game. This guy's almost setting the edge.
No, cats don't set the edge like they should. They run down the line. They don't keep their shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. But that might be an old school philosophy. That might be something new.
Picky Douglas,
yeah,
over
basically.
Here. All right, we'll
got
finish up with
nerve.
Your phone. You really do. We'll get to all your phone calls here. You people. Plus, we got to address something Bryce Harper did over the weekend. Is someone in their feelings around here? That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, it's a good song for what we're going to talk about right now. Welcome back, Midday Show. I'm not sure if he's trying to forget or not. Hugh, did you happen to notice, and everyone out there, Bryce Harper, a video he posted over the weekend as he was taking batting practice. Back in the cage, good thing, right? Bryce getting ready for the 2026 season. And then someone happened to zoom in. He was wearing a black T-shirt. And if you zoomed in on his, you know, the T-shirt, he had some letters on it. And if you read those letters, it spelled out two words. Not elite.
Mm.
What's your thought on that?
Motivation.
Mm.
He's motivated. He's motivated in two arenas.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring. So you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off.
So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He's motivated because he's going to come out and he's going to have a hell of a season. Mm-hmm. And he wants a financial apology.
Oh, stop with the second one.
No, it's a financial apology. It's coming.
That's not.
It's coming. They're going to give him a financial
yeah.
apology.
Yeah, well, they should not. And they better not just pay Bryce Harper because his feelings are hurt. Listen, I think sometimes we can roll our eyes to this stuff. I kind of roll my eyes when I first saw it. There's not, if he wants to take motivation from Dave Dombrowski dissing him, take it. I mean, use it. If he has his best year in a few years and he stays healthy and hits 35 home runs.
He got to have his best year this year. You wear a shirt like that after that. After the year you had and what Dave Dombrowski said about you, you better come out. You Great. Better come out and hit some yayas the first game of
the
season.
I hope he channels into a great season.
You got to have an FU season.
Yeah. And you got to talk trash and you got to be greasy.
Well, I don't know about the talking.
Yeah, you do. You got to be. Yeah, then nobody believe in me. You got to let it be subliminal.
You had to talk trash about the organization?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, they believe in me, and I had to come out and I had to say every time, what is it, Kendrick Lamar say?
Well, that
every night you got pop out and show folks.
Well, that feels like it would end badly.
Yeah. I mean, just hit.
You got to pop out and show them that I'm about that action.
I was with you until you said he's got to start talking greasy about the organization.
About the organization.
No,
yeah.
Dude. No,
why are you trying for chaos right here?
Well, if you, listen, we all know what the shirt meant.
Yeah, it was a bleep you to Dombrowski.
Lean into that, man. Listen, if you're going to go all the way. Don't do nothing half-assed.
I think there's only two outcomes. It's either an FU season.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Or the shirt becomes a total embarrassment.
It's a meme.
You got to lean all the way into that, man. You have to. Like I said, you got to pop out and show them.
Do you think the not elite shirt becomes a thing he wears all season? And or is it just a one-time,
you know what he needs to do, too?
Prefer that to the rivalry pack.
he need to drop the price of that protein powder.
You still checking?
I'm still for the snickerdoodle? Like $60.
$60 of protein powder is insane.
That's way too much.
It's a lot. You need to drop that price, though. Especially since you brought out that starter pack. Yeah,
right. We haven't forgotten that.
Yeah, we ain't forgot it. Kyle brought it back to my attention. Yeah,
I got to tell you, Bryce spends an awful lot of time on his wardrobe.
He's
designing starter packs, the shirt.
And he's getting his blood recircumcised.
That's not the word.
You know what I mean. I messed up. Didn't mean to do that. Yeah, but he getting a pint of blood taken out and pint of blood put back in.
I got to tell you, man. I never heard the word recircumcised. Feels like a one-time thing.
It sounds kind of painful when you think about it.
Well, to me, if they botch the first one, you just give up at that point.
Then where they gonna get the extra?
Stop.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. Yeah, but that part,
dude.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I could get through the rest of the show after that word that you just threw out there.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for that, Hugh. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here after that. Dan in Downingtown's up. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up?
So I called earlier, and I like it's my first week off all year, and I fell asleep. So
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, it's only news. It's
only reason I'm here is because Joe did that.
What did I do?
You messed it up. You made us go to work tomorrow.
I'm not in charge of who goes to work or not. Blame Blue Jeans.
Forever in Blue Jeans. So what's up, Dan? What you got, man? What's going on?
Crazy. I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
Save us, please.
Yeah, so the whole, Eagles thing, Sirianni. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like, we're week 17, whatever it is now. Like, if we haven't figured it out by now, we're not going to figure it out. From the offensive perspective. So, I mean, I'm all about, we're good. Somehow we're winning. I don't get it, to be honest. Defense is stepping up big time. I guess it's more of a, I don't even know.
Well, I mean, I think.
This has been great. Yeah,
you've been smoking?
He just woke up. It's his first week off all year.
He probably took the week off. He's tired.
He's
probably been smoking.
I'm tired.
He's tired. He's tired of your nonsense, Douglas. I mean, that's the problem.
It's my nonsense.
That nonsense is not nonsense. Come on.
Well, the last 5 minutes.
Anyway, I feel like it's all good. We're going to be okay, I think. I mean, I hope. But hope is not a strategy, right? So we're going to. Yeah,
hope is certainly not a strategy.
You called Dan to workshop this with us. you probably picked the wrong folks to workshop.
No, I like this. This is good. Dan, I agree. And Dan, good phone call, man. We appreciate you calling and being part of the show. They're probably going to be okay. They might not if they don't score enough points. I think that's where we're all at. Here's the thing. And it's why yesterday was a thrilling finish. And I was cheering at the end. Like, I couldn't believe Allen missed it. And they got it. And they finished the game. And their defense amazing. It didn't do anything to change my mind about what's happening in the next month. The Eagles are as capable as they were before the game started yesterday of winning the Super Bowl. They're just as capable of if they stall out on offense, of disappointing us all in the first round. This is what this team is this year. Yesterday I was hoping that they showed us that what they did against the Commanders and Raiders, they could carry over into the game against the Bills. And we got our answer to that. They didn't do it.
And that's what we're feeling today.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I say, the way I feel about them is still in play, though. 21 points. 21 points.
And
it's going to have to be enough, Joe, because that's probably all we're going to get, moving forward. That's why I want them out there on the field. So if we can at least get 27, it might be one of them games we might need 27.
They might.
28 points.
Mm.
But in order to do that, we have to have those reps.
We've had reps for months. Man,
if we took all the first halves that we had and put them together,
that'd be wonderful.
We'd be a hell of a squad.
If we put all the second halves together, ooh, though, we'd be getting shut out of games.
Yeah. I don't think that's legal.
No, that's against the rules. Okay. You absolutely can't do that. Let's talk to Sean in Florida. Sean is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Guys.
Sean?
It got to be Tanner time. I can't watch another game with Jalen Hurts as my starting quarterback, and I really mean this shit. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
And we're back.
Sorry.
That's about five times.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a holiday week.
I can't do it. No, but you got to understand. Did you guys watch the game?
I did. Every snap.
Sean, let me help you out. You watching the game next week, dog, and you're going to watch the playoffs. So you know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
Sean might get what he wants on Sunday if they set the starters.
But he's going to play in the playoffs. Tanner gonna play in the playoffs.
This is what you guys need to really be talking about, right? Because I also feel this same exact way. The year we won the Super Bowl in 2017, and the team chose to go with Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. And Joe, you might remember me from back in that time because both me and you wanted Nick Foles to start around that time.
I remember. I remember. Yep.
So I'm at that point where I feel like we're going to lose it. We're going to lose this year. We're going to be a one and done team, and we won't even have the chance to win a Super Bowl with this historic defense, which would be cheating this defense. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm at that point where I don't care if we haven't seen Tanner play. I just know that if he was playing, he would complete a pass in the second half of two games in the regular season that we went two games without completing a pass. I know, listen, hear me out, because I know football, not as much as you, Hugh, but I just know, the basic stuff. I know Tanner wouldn't be playing this bad. I know that if Tanner was out there, the coaches wouldn't feel the need to simplify the offense so much so to the point where you have a play out there on the field where there's only one route in the whole, and you see what I'm saying, being run. I don't understand that. Y'all got to make it make sense, bro, but I
you sound real frustrated, man. You crying?
No, I'm not crying, but I want to. I really do. Listen, I want to. Sean, like, this is how painful it is.
Let me tell you, Sean. Let me yeah. just help you out, man.
You help me.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl win last year?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm gonna help you out, man. It might get ugly if we get there this year. It's not gonna be pretty. I'm just being honest.
Jesus. Why can't you make the guy feel better?
I'm trying to make him feel better.
That's too much reality.
But listen, come on, now. Sean. We can still have a parade, dog. It's not gonna look pretty. It's not gonna be pretty. Everything is not pretty. It's not going to be pretty.
Can something be pretty? You said everything's not pretty.
Sometimes
you just got to
do what you
got. Everything, it's just so painful to watch this team, and I feel like
3 o'clock in the
we're
morning,
hopping Jay. Around the issue. It's
going
home so
by
painful
yes.
to watch Jalen Hurts.
Are you going home
and you know what's so crazy? I don't know
myself.
If you guys watched that press conference. I don't know if you guys watched it, but it looked like he was justifying his poor play. Like, we really were just trying to win this game. We weren't really playing for anything. I don't want to hear my quarterback saying that. At the end of the day, if you're out on the field, you need to be playing. Nick, execution has been a problem all year, which is part of the reason why we were playing against the Bills, right? Because we really didn't have nothing to play for.
What they had to play for was, I think they just wanted to win the game so they feel good about themselves. And Sean, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I've talked to Sean many times. We have. He's obviously a Tanner guy, not a Hurts guy anymore. I think this is what he's referencing. I didn't feel the exact same way listening to Hurts, but I understand. I think this is what he's referencing in terms of Hurts after the game. Here's what he said about the win and kind of the mentality of it.
John, overall thoughts on getting a tough win?
It's a big-time win. A competitive game. Hell of a performance by the defense. And how they played and how they were able to find a way to gut that out and make plays when we needed it the most. It's a really good opponent over there. Tons of respect for him. But I just think for us to come out here and play with good mentality overall, yeah. Obviously having clinched and having the opportunity to go play in a tournament, having that already sealed, this game wasn't about anything more than just going out here and playing and playing with mentality. So glad to find a win.
Yeah, I think they played yesterday because they wanted to feel good about themselves going in the playoffs. I mean, he didn't say anything about seeding there. He said this game was about mentality.
Yeah, and they were trying to establish one. They established a defensive mentality.
But they did. But hasn't that been established for 2 years?
Yeah, they've been pretty salty. Like, no doubt, they've been pretty salty.
Yeah.
But that's not where all the funds are allocated. The funds are allocated to the side of the ball that's anemic. Yeah.
Misappropriated funds right now.
this is a conversation that nobody wants to have. And I'm going to have it at 144, because then I'm about to leave and let y'all just drop it in like a big old
stinky
turd.
You're back tomorrow, though.
Like a big old stinky turd. They're going to have to figure out, like, they're going to have to.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
To reallocate some of these funds.
Don't dance around it. They're going to have to pay the defensive players, and the offensive players need to take a pay cut or get out of here.
They're going to have to reallocate some of these funds.
I mean, this is it's clear.
That's why
this
you got to win. You got to win it this year, man. You got to win the Super Bowl. You got to win. It's almost a must win now. I'm at the must win.
Super Bowl
Super
or
Bowl's
bust?
A must win?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl or bust situation for me. Now, I'm there because I want to go. I just heard,
what are you doing?
Justin told me they closed the theater down, so I got to figure out what I'm going to do when we get
what theater?
I forgot about that.
The Mitchell Brothers Theater.
What are you doing in this final segment?
What are you talking about? I'm being messy.
Slather Vaseline on me.
I'm being messy. Y'all making me come to work tomorrow, so I'm going to go ahead.
We aren't doing this.
A couple things in this. And then I'm going to leave.
We're not doing anything. Blue Jeans Lakin.
And I'm going to say what?
It does the schedule. Also, you could have taken a personal day. Just
I'm going to come back tomorrow and be like, what y'all talking about? I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Can we hear from you people too, though, today? Let's do that.
Yeah. So.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so we'll have to listen to back to a couple questionable pieces of audio.
Oh boy!
During the show, there was a lot of them today, but there were two that I think made us almost have to take a break. So, glad to see the time off did literally nothing for you guys.
I think it did.
Did you expect us to come back different?
I think we came in pretty tame today.
Well, I mean, we're
especially when I found I had to work tomorrow.
Well, you know,
that hurt.
Again, the schedule is posted for everyone to see. You could just look at it.
I think what we found out is that maybe being refreshed with the time off is a bad thing.
Okay.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be.
Fellas, please don't be idiots today.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. Can't help it.
Too late. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Dim those lights on Joe.
A little bright today?
It was a little bright.
A little
today.
Bright. Yeah. Again, I'll be a Douglas on this one. I don't control that. I'm not in charge of the lights.
Yep.
Sometimes they turn them off on us and they put them higher. I don't know.
That's right. They have done that before.
I'm sorry.
The lights go down on your takes. Joe thinks he's funny talking all that crap with Jalen Hurts standing right behind him.
Is that, oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. They put him in here today. That looks like younger Hurts. Doesn't look like this version of Hurts.
Well, when did he have this?
That's 22.
See?
I think this is
because he ain't got them J's on.
Yeah, this is first Super Bowl Hurts.
Yeah, because I don't think he spat up no more. No, he don't spat no more. He got to see them J's.
Yeah.
I think actually, you might be able to tell by the old Eagles word mark. Remember, they changed it.
Oh, yeah. This is not current version. This is younger Hurts. I like that guy.
That looks like 22.
I liked him better.
Yeah. Can't you guys just admit that Jalen Hurts is what makes this offense go?
I mean, nobody has a problem with that.
Well, go where, I guess, is my question.
They didn't have a completion in the second half. They had 14 yards.
I mean, but he wins, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen.
There it is.
Maybe you should take off tomorrow.
But, Joe, I'm not lying.
Like, no, it's the ugly. Team
You're
wins.
Spinning the truth.
The team wins.
You are. No, you know what you're doing.
Oh, my God. Okay. Of all the days to do, he wins.
He do win, though.
He didn't complete a pass in the second.
And they still won.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's the point.
Now you hit it. They still won. They still figured out.
No, you didn't win, though. Yeah.
And okay. We have arrived. Yep.
Okay.
We can't forget, WIP said the Eagles wouldn't win the Super Bowl last year.
WIP did not say that.
Well, first of all, WIP is not just one person. There's a lot of people at WIP.
I think.
Wait a minute, when did we say that?
In fact, I think most of us, if not everyone here, picked them to win the Super Bowl week. In fact, our first show in New Orleans last week, I said I think they could blow the Chiefs out. So
I picked them to win when they beat Cleveland.
Barely.
Oh, you did.
That's right. Yeah, you did say, yeah.
You did were the
eastbound
first
and down
one.
Thing. Yeah. The camera did say, ask me in December.
Well, that's pretty
I think people tend to forget. I didn't think, like, I will be honest, I didn't think it was a blowout. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. I didn't think it was going to go the way that it went. I definitely didn't think that.
Oh, no, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Well, here we go with Hugh and his big ass head.
That's okay. A new one.
That's a good one. I'll take that one.
Why don't you go back to your Dollar Tree wine, Hugh?
I don't drink Dollar Tree wine.
Do they even sell wine?
No, they don't sell.
I don't think so.
No, they don't sell wine.
Coming from a cat that probably drink wine from the box, the box wine slapping the
which
bag.
Which has its applications.
Yeah, because I see people slapping the bag. They slap the bag. They take it out.
Yep.
And they slap the bag.
You think they sell that in Napa Valley?
I don't think so.
Dollar Tree wine feels like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's why they're not allowed to sell it. I mean, we all know the reason.
Yeah, that's not like Pruno.
Hugh looks like a blueberry went up and grew a beard.
That's a good one. Yeah. Papa Smurf.
All blue today. All blue. Yep. Douglas's old ass would need help putting his socks on the next day if he went through a table.
I'm not going through a table.
And that's why.
I'm not doing it.
Do we think Seltzer is going to be okay?
No.
I think he's going to be limping around here all January.
He needs the rest of the week off. Elliot did say he was limping around.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, not good. Yep. Mm-mm. All right. A couple pieces of audio to revisit here.
Okay.
This was a moment with Jason, and I think Hugh tried his very best to be a professional, but we lost him when Jalen Hurts dropped this.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
We might have a new drop there. Just isolate the end, and we lose Hugh.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
For a guy who says nothing at the podium, he really found a way to drop one.
Rhythmic ball play.
I wonder if anyone else heard that was like, hey, man.
Jalen, what are you doing?
You got to watch that one next time.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I'm going to use that in the conversation.
It's the rhythmic ball.
It's also the pause. It made you wonder, like, did he realize what he's about to say and he just did it anyway?
He's like, yeah. He's like,
he geared up to say,
we here now. We here.
Yeah.
Might as well finish it off.
That wasn't the only questionable thing said
on
the show today.
This is an all-timer from you.
Designing starter packs, the shirt.
And he's getting his blood recircumcised, the recircumcised. Recirculated.
Yeah, that's
recirculated.
It might be my favorite screw up.
But there is nothing else. Like that word is its own thing that nothing else in the world is like.
You can't read that.
Designing starter packs, the shirt.
And he's getting his blood recircumcised, the recircumcised is crazy.
It might be the best Hugh moment of the year, right at the end. I mean, you came in at the buzzer for that
like
one.
Jalen with the rhythm and ball.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I need to use that in a sentence later on today.
Just be careful.
I'm not on the air.
My ribs hurt from laughing at that. Can we hear the Hugh one more time before we hand over to the
designing starter packs, the shirt.
And he's getting his blood recircumcised, No, I think rhythmic ball play is better.
I would have to agree.
Well, it was more
because
out of character.
It's from a very serious person.
Yes.
Maintaining aggression is one thing, and maintaining rhythmic ball play.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
How's that rhythmic ball play going for you?
Well, they didn't maintain the rhythmic ball play. That's the problem. That was really the issue in the second half.
That's next week's mantra. It starts with rhythmic ball play.
More rhythmic ball. Sirianni needs to put that on his
rhythmic ball play.
I'm considering dropping like a 5 keys to the Eagles playoffs like before the first playoff.
Rhythmic ball play.
Hope you guys will forget, and then I'll just throw it in there. It's like key number 4.
Rhythmic ball.
Just
play.
Throw it in there. All right. That is more than enough for us today after this past segment. You guys have a great rest of your Monday. Afternoon show from Chickie's next. We got I'm assuming there might be a lot of show players last night. We're back tomorrow, Hugh and I, for one more show of 2025. You're on the schedule.
Cold,
you knew about this.
Man, it's messed up.
Yeah, blame Blue Jeans. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.